Hi, Roger here. I'm going to give you some examples of how you can use an audio file to add life to your blog posts. To do this, I'm going to use snippets of recordings that I've made either here in the office or out on location. One of the most obvious uses for on-location audio is to describe what's going on. Here's an excerpt from a recording I did on my iPhone while trying to buy a lapel microphone from an electronics shop. And I rang up yesterday and spoke to somebody here and tried to reserve it, and he said, "Oh no, mate, don't worry, they're not quick movers." So, I found out why they're not quick movers. I came in, went up to a sales assistant, said, "Oh, I'd like to buy one of these microphones, please." He didn't know what I was talking about. Then brought me over to some other fella, who kind of dismissively dropped me off in the microphone area, and then went away. I thought he'd gone away to get the get the product I wanted. As it turns out, I've been abandoned utterly. So it doesn't surprise me that they don't move these goods, because even when you go in and you know what you want and you go up to a sales assistant and you say, "I'd like this thing, please," they won't serve you. I did get my microphone in the end from the third shop assistant I spoke to. In addition to describing what's going on yourself, you can also let the sounds of where you are help you tell the story, as in this short excerpt.
That's the sound of hailstones. I'm leaving Dublin on my way to Nace.
Another great thing to do is to let someone else do most of the talking for you by interviewing them. Here's an example. Hello, you join me outside the Maryborough House Hotel in Cork, where a fire is being constructed for a fire walk later on. I'm talking here with Brian Moore of Peak Potential, and Brian is a gifted motivational speaker, and I'm just going to ask him what is going to happen tonight. Brian, can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen later on this evening with the fire walk?
Great, Roger. Well, we have 50 fire walking virgins, so to speak, who have never walked on fire before, and after a motivational seminar they're going to learn to break through their fears and limitations and discover how powerful the mind is. The fire for me just was probably one of the best metaphors for overcoming fear, and the fire tonight, as you've seen many times before, will rage somewhere between 1200 and 1400 degrees, glowing absolutely red hot. Time you're walking is about 8:30, so it's quite dark. Great contrast between the glowing red embers of the fire and the challenge ahead of these folk. At the end of it, the experience that they get is undeniable. Something that they thought was going to be impossible turned out to be possible. And where I'll leave them tonight is when they change their beliefs about what is possible, then they change their behaviour. And when they change their behaviour, they change their results. And in this day and age, in the current climate we're in, the economy and everything else like that, people need to be thinking and doing things differently to thrive, not just survive.
As with all things, though, the old sayings do hold true. For example, never work with children.
Hello, everybody. It's Roger Overall, and welcome to another Picture Boo.
No! That me first, okay? Hello everybody, this is Emily's Picture Boo.
So there you go. Hopefully this short introduction has given you some idea of how you can use audio on your blog.